You're listening to a special edition of All About the House on Lake 88.1, a radiothon, a fundraiser today for the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. And we've been speaking with our guest, Dr. Paul Keddy, about the brand new tract of land that is now under the stewardship of the Land Trust, and that is Marble Woodlands. Dr. Keddy, let's talk a little bit more about Marble Woodlands, if you could. And this time around, maybe tell us about some of the interesting species that happen to be found on Marble Woodlands.
I'd cheerfully do that. It's actually a growing story because there's actually a process that properties go through when they're protected by the land trust. So when a landowner approaches the land trust, the first question has to be, since the land trust is limited right now in size and resources, we need to know if the property has important ecological value. So usually there's some sort of, there is a visit by a small team of biologists who would do a preliminary assessment. And then if it's judged to be of significance, then the next steps come in line. And eventually there's a much more professional investigation with teams of biologists in the field mapping things in some detail. So we're partway through that process now. So there are bound to be new discoveries. But having said that, there's a few particular groups of organisms that we can draw attention to. One, by the way, is the spring birds. The most characteristic birds of Lanark County, or one very characteristic group anyway, are the forest birds. And many of them, we forget, many of them spend the winter in the tropics. Costa Rica, Colombia, Ecuador, the Caribbean, and they come up here to breed. So it is important that we protect areas of forest in Lanark County because these tropical birds are coming up here to breed every summer. And the forest on the Marble property has a really nice array of spring birds. Sometimes they're hard to see, but a seasoned biologist walking through can actually identify many of these birds by call. So about this time of year, the breeding season is mostly finished, and you're starting to see young birds in the forest as well. So it's a reminder that these forests are quite sensitive this time of year. And those of us, say, who are taking firewood or something or another product from woodlands need to remember that April through June is when these birds are breeding, and they do need a certain amount of privacy. In fact, speaking of that, Brian, another quite unusual group of birds nest on the ground. The oven bird is a classic example. It's another one of these birds that goes to the tropics for the winter, comes up here in the summer, and it builds on the ground a little nest with a top on it. It's shaped like an oven, which is where it's got its name, the oven bird. So this is talking about these birds that nest underground. It's a good time to deal with how areas like the Marble Woodlands will be managed, because the Land Trust is responsible for protecting all the living organisms on the property. So there will be a trail, but not all properties necessarily will have trails, because some of the properties that we have will be so significant that they're not really suitable for human recreation. They're there to protect the natural beauty of the county. This is why most land trust trails do not allow people to take their dogs on a run, because of the ground nesting birds. Our first responsibility is to protect the birds. So there's going to be a very nice array of birds in the Marble Woodlands. We know because we have upland forest, which supports one group of birds, and we have wetlands, which support another group of birds.
Now, Dr. Keddy, when we talk about this newest property, Marble Woodlands, let's also talk about the fact that it's part of course, the Mississippi River watershed. What role does it play within that greater area?
Well, yes. Of course, you know the first rule of ecology is that everything is connected. And when scientists are looking for the general laws of how how ecosystems work, we are, of course, looking at those kinds of connectedness. But sort of tongue-in-cheek, as a general summary, yes, everything is connected. So these properties do have an important role to play in the watershed. One example would be that these marble properties, I should mention here that, backing up, that I have written a guide to the natural environment of Lanark County that many of you will be familiar with. And just remind you that map 2 in that book has a map showing where marble is in Lanark County. So you can see if your own property is underlain by marble. So marble, the runoff from it going into the river is calcareous, and so it tends to reduce the pH a little bit. And as you know, there used to be quite a bit of concern about acid rain, particularly in watersheds that drain the Canadian Shield, where the waters tend to be already somewhat acidic. So runoff from places like Marble Forest contributes to maintaining the quality of the river. In fact, it's really important that we understand that the percent of a landscape that is forested is one of the most important predictors for water quality in rivers. The greater the area of forest, the better the quality of the water in the river. It's a remarkable correlation, but it's absolutely demonstrated over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The wetlands on properties like this one also store water in the spring and release it gradually over the summer to help maintain water quality in the river. Getting back to my own property, the Keddy Nature Sanctuary, it's on a bit of a height of land, and we have streams flowing off this in 3 different directions, but every one of those streams eventually ends up in the Mississippi River. So the point is that our forests and these land trust properties are intimately connected with the river. One very practical service that these properties provide is the wetland store water. So if you're living on a rural well, the level of water in your well is important, and it's the wetlands in the landscape that are storing up water from winter snowmelt and rain and slowly releasing it into the water table. So if you live near a wetland, you're getting a service provided by that wetland, which is maintaining the water level in your well. And it's a service you don't pay for. The wetland just gives that free, year after year.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Keddy, when we talk about how valuable the services that wetlands provide, especially within the Mississippi watershed in this example, and the fact that the wetlands are providing a great source of constant water supply for rural wells, for example, has there ever been an effort to put an actual dollar value on these services, these very valuable services that wetlands and wilderness properties provide for the entire watershed?
So if you'll give me the time here to talk about services in terms of dollars, there's been a big effort the last couple of decades to try to put a dollar value on what these wild places are providing for the county. It's a difficult challenge to put a dollar value on them, and there's many technical papers on this. In fact, in my book, Wetland Ecology, there's an entire chapter on the challenges of putting a dollar value on wetlands. If you do, the values turn out to be enormous because of services like protecting water supplies. So we have done a preliminary analysis on the services provided by the marble woodland. The largest service, over $800,000, is the regulation of the climate, because the trees and the wetlands and the carbon in the soil is stored on the property and therefore not entering the atmosphere. We're all concerned about how to keep atmospheric carbon levels low because, as you know, they're steadily climbing. And so these properties, with particularly properties with wetland soils but also with old forests, are storing enormous amounts of carbon. And when you put a dollar value on it, for even a couple of hundred acres, it gets into thousands of dollars a year of services being provided.
Very interesting when we put it in that perspective. We're going to take a break right now. We're speaking with Dr. Paul Keddy, and of course, he is with the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. We're doing a special all about the house today, and of course, raising funds, hopefully, for the Land Trust as well. And if you'd like to support their drive to legally protect and steward private lands within the wilderness in the Mississippi Madawaska area, you can donate now. They're sitting by in their Land Trust offices, and you can call 253-2722. That's 253-2722. Or go online to mmlt.ca or click on the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust link that you can find in our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca. We'll take a break. We'll return with more on All About the House here on Lake 88.